Hello, I'm Lily Solanas and I am in desperate need for some procrastination. So I thought I'd do this lovely questionnaire. I'm just going to dive right in. The first question is, when do you feel the most sexually confident and why? That would be almost never when it should be. It's never actually in a sexual context or situation. I feel the most sexually confident when I'm listening to music in my earbuds, and preferably in a big crowd. So I feel like I'm just walking down the street. And when I'm walking down the street and I have this really bombastic music, like Cookie Thumper or something, and I'll just walk down the street and almost strut, and no one knows what I'm listening to except me, and I'm doing this walk as if I'm in a music video. I'm r looking ridiculous, I know that, but the feeling in my body is really nice. And I feel like I can take over the world. And it is a weird sexual feeling about it as well. Well, I can't explain it more than that, but that is the first thing that comes to mind. The second question. If you could live anywhere, where would it be? I am the most boring person in the world. I would actually not move. Maybe I would still live in the same country that I do, which is a northern part of Europe. And I would probably live in the same city. Maybe on the countryside, but this I'm like a, it's I'm boringly practical. This apartment was like really hard to get, and I got it when I split up with my ex, and his feelings were really, really, really hurt about it, and that just makes me feel so good inside, you know? So when I look at this apartment and knowing that I've scrubbed it out at every little corner, it makes me feel nice, and I love this place. So no, I probably wouldn't move, and I really like my country, so I guess I would stay. Question number three, are you a clean or a messy person in bed? I am very clean. I don't like messes. I don't like body fluids. I don't like any kind of stickiness. I'm very clean. I don't know if that's what you're referring to, but I am very clean. And if there were to be some sort of mess, I guess I do enjoy sweat. And body fluids are definitely fine, you know, where they're supposed to be. I mean, pussy juice is in a pussy, but I just don't want them on the sheets. That's it. And I'm just gonna leave that there. Number four, when you hit an obstacle, do you turn left, volunteer to direct traffic around it? Or floor the accelerator. No, I'm definitely the one to at least check if there's something that can be done. But I am also very happy to leave stuff in other people's capable hands if it feels like the situation is under control. But I'm definitely the one who is sounding really smug right now. But yeah, I do stop. Number five, what is your favorite motivational saying? Pick one or add your own. I'm sorry, I'm reading this while recording. I guess I don't know really. There's a saying in my own language. I don't know if I can translate it, but it's like sort of roughly translated, it's like a shitty attitude can also be the most reasonable attitude. And I'm just going to leave that there. Number six, do you know your life's purpose? Yes, I do. Well, you know, considering that we're all sort of lumps of meat walking around with anxiety, I do just sort of try to fill my life with women and kids and love, and that's about it. And I do a bunch of other stuff that don't really correlate with that. But basically, if I was to follow what I think is best for me and having a purpose, then yeah, it is, you know, just to be happy and be loved and give all the love that I have to people around me that deserve it. And so I'll just be corny and say love. Number seven, true false. If her bra matches her panties, then when she takes up her clothes, it wasn't you who decided to have sex. I'm sorry, no disrespect, but I'm just going to skip that one. I've never had matching bra panties in my whole life, so no. Number eight, would you rather walk, ride a bike, ride a horse, drive a Harley or whatever, or fly a plane? I would really like to ride a horse, but I'm also very afraid of horses. So, you know, if I'd really like to, and I have on many occasions, I just, they terrify me. So if I could just get over that, then I would definitely be riding a horse any given chance. Otherwise, I really like riding a bike. So, yeah. Number nine. If money was no object, what would you do all day? Who'd you do it with? No limits. Oh, God, there's so many things, and all of them are like really boring. I'm not really a fascinating person. I just really, really like to do nothing. If I didn't have the need for money, I would absolutely, without a doubt, stay in my apartment and watch television shows a lot of that time. I would also be, you know, sort of tending a garden perhaps, and petting my cats, and doing a bunch of fun stuff with my kid. But that also, you know, I don't really, I just like being financially set, but I don't really strive for wealth, I guess. I'm actually trying to figure out something that I would like to do, because I like to visit places, you know. I love to visit different cities and the countryside and different countries, and I don't always feel like it's worth the hassle of getting there. So I don't know. Oh, I would eat so much food. That's what I would do. I love eating food, and I would love to have my wife just have any pick of ingredients from the best places. That's probably what I would do. Yeah, and I would spend my time with my wife and my kid and all my best lesbian and non-lesbian girlfriends. That would probably be it. Food and lesbians. What's the longest you've gone without sex? Oh dear Lord. I have like this really I do have sort of a strong lust. I masturbate like a lot, but sex, I don't know. I can really be without. It doesn't really bother me. So I don't know, because it's never really been an issue. I'm not the one to count days or weeks or months or years. The most unusual thing I've ever eaten. I would say snails, probably escargot. I wish it was something more interesting than that. And I wish it wasn't an animal. But it is, so. And number 12. Ever been stood up? When did you realize it and what did you do? Bonus question. Were the police involved? Well. I've never been stood up on like a date. That's never happened. But I have been when I had a boyfriend when I was like, 17-ish. And he was supposed to come to my house late one evening or maybe even during the night. And I stayed up and waited for him so long, and I started calling him, he wouldn't answer, and I was like, I had no idea where he was or anything. And then I don't know how I found out. I had probably gone mad after a while and started calling other people to try and figure out where the fuck he was. And it turns out, like I said, I live in a country in Northern Europe, actually the Northern Europe. You know, if you're thinking France, you or England, go further up. I eventually found out that he was in a car with one of his best friends, and he was going to, I think it was Germany or something like that. He just, you know, they had this like impulsive thing. They got in a fucking car and they drove to Germany. The police were never involved, but I swear to God, I've never been so close to killing someone. Not before then, afterwards maybe, but that was probably the worst time I was stood up and I realized it. Not that you asked for the worst, but and I realized it like after maybe 3 hours. It was so it was not a pretty sight. I did not handle it well, not that I should have, because remember, he got in a car and drove to Germany. So, those were my answers. I want to thank Nicole Silva, is the user who posted this questionnaire, for giving me something to do while procrastinating like 100 things that I need to do. This has been Lily Solanas. Bye.